Taste of cherry. One, there is no way to tell this story. How she said, come with me, and you did. You followed her into the bed of a stolen truck, into that bar where you shot the bartender and made everyone watch while you kissed her hard and pulled the wilted orchids from her hair, threw them to the blood-stained floor. How you wanted something dark and dramatic, chamber music at the circus, and she was so lovely, sharpening her knife, switching from one foot to the other in the glare of headlights. How her breath was close and hot against your ear, and you learned to stitch a love scene from the shredded night. Two, maybe you should start with the boring part. Before the chase scene, before Bonnie and Bonnie dropped acid and swallowed their tongues, before they fell into deep, inexplicable, fucked up love, you were cutting yourself on the bathroom floor, crying in front of the mirror, because the tears felt more real when you watched them fall into the sink where the jagged hairs your father shaved from his face the night before made a halo around the drain. You were dreaming of stilettos and fast cars, a shove-me-hard-up-against-the-wall kind of love. You were not dreaming of undressing in the back of a truck halfway to Baja with a warm beer between your legs and her hair, the best kind of blindfold wrapped like night around your eyes. Three, every story takes a wrong turn. Those donuts you did, laughing in the parking lot of the police station, the blood that stained your shirt, no matter how hard you scrubbed, how you said the wrong things over and over until she hated you. Maybe you shouldn't have broken a bottle over that guy's head. You always tried to turn the smallest gestures into a lesson, like that time you wore the I Love My Pussy shirt to church. Maybe you should have never touched her, grinned and sat on your hands that day in the planetarium under Ursa Minor. But you wanted a love like an air raid, all sirens and red explosions. In the morning, the charred remains of everything that came before. You wanted more scenes in which death is narrowly averted and everyone dances naked in the rain, their bodies no longer afterthoughts. Four, it began like every sweet false myth. There was a pop song on the jukebox, a broken bottle on the bar. The stars were arranged in rows like obedient children, girls. Pressed up against her, you felt safe and warm, and you knew what would happen next. The snake ready to strike, the bullet finding a body, night, taste of cherry. This is the astral plane. This is the spirit world, she says, and draws a heart on the dirt floor with her finger.